24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
Millionaire Mentorship. Millionaire Mentorship. The Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Vashani Radio and iHeart Radio.
You are now tuned in to the Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Vashani Radio. Always talking about everything from New York City. We are available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, and anywhere a mobile device is available. This is Dr. Herbert Harris, author of the 12 Universal Laws of Success. I am your transformational speaker and trainer. We've written 8 books, had our books translated into many languages, but we are now engaged in transforming the lives of 10 million people, helping them be what they want to be, do what they want to do, and have whatever they want to have by attracting wealth, living their dreams, and realizing their purpose and destiny. If you want to attract health, wealth, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and money into your life, you are in the right place. I would like to thank our listeners for making the Millionaire Mentorship Show the number one new program on the Vashani Radio Network with over 2 million listeners. With listeners like you, nothing is impossible. Keep up the good work. Keep on listening, sharing, and subscribing. Send your questions and comments to Herbert@HerbertHarris.com. I would love to share some of them on the air. Everyone who sends in a comment or question will receive a free audio download, The 4 Principles of Wealth Building. This is Dr. Herbert Harris with a new edition of the Millionaire Mentorship Podcast. Today, we have a very special guest, a legend in his own time, a man who has impacted the lives of millions of people throughout the world. First, though, I'd like to begin with a quote. Most people fail in life, not because they aim too high and miss, but because they aim too low and hit. Les Brown. Today, our guest is my friend and true inspiration, Les Brown. Les Brown is one of the world's most renowned motivational speakers. He is a highly sought-after transformational speaker in business and professional circles for many Fortune 500 CEOs, small business owners, nonprofits, community leaders, and all sectors of society looking to expand opportunity. For over 3 decades, Les Brown has not only studied the science of achievement, he has mastered it by interviewing hundreds of successful business leaders and collaborating with them, transforming theory into results. Les Brown is the true Renaissance man. Born in Miami, Florida, he's been a radio and TV personality for many years, a politician. Les Brown is a true icon, revered by his peers, and a recipient of the National Speakers Association Council of Peers Award of Excellence and the Golden Gavel Award and the Toastmaster International, one of the top five outstanding speakers in the world. So, ladies and gentlemen, my friend Les Brown, welcome to the Millionaire Mentorship Show, my friend.
Thank you. I feel so very honored to be on the show. This show that you have used as a platform to transform people's lives, to expand their vision of themselves, and teach them how to begin to monetize their dreams and live their dreams rather than their fears. Thank you so very much for giving me an opportunity to spend this time with you.
Well, Les, you know, we go back so many, many years, and I've known you from the very, very beginning. We have so many mutual friends, and you know, many times people look at a legend like yourself and wonder how you got started. You know, some people think you started out on top. So maybe you could tell a little about your background, where you came from. Where did this Les Brown come from in the world?
Well, first of all, I want you to know that you're unique in my life. And what I mean by that, you're the only person in the media from my community who looks like me.
Wow.
Anywhere in the United States that value what I do. This is the only show in the United States that a person of color interviews me. 99% of my fans are light expression people. African Americans, unfortunately, for the most part, do not value what I do because we have an entertainment-driven culture. And you do. You're very odd and different. And I thank you. I thank God for you.
Well, man, let me tell you, it's been my blessing because, you know, we go back to the days of Dick Gregory and the Bahamian diet.
Oh, yes, and, right.
And, you know, we were all starting out. And, you know, out to conquer the world. And I tell you something, you did it, man.
Well, thank you. Well, I was born in an abandoned building on a floor, as most people know, in Liberty City with my twin brother, Wesley. And we were taken in by Mrs. Mamie Brown. We were taken in as foster kids. And altogether, she took in 7 foster kids. We were among them. And then she adopted us. She was a single mother. She had a third grade education. She was a domestic worker on Miami Beach. She worked for wealthy families. She cooked for them and weighed the food left over from the families that she cooked for. Pardon me. She kept their children. And we wore the hand-me-down clothes of the children that she kept. And when I was in the fifth grade, I had a lot of energy and I talked a lot. So I was labeled educable, mentally retarded, and put back from the fifth grade to the fourth grade. And I failed again when I was in the eighth grade at Booker T. Washington High School in Miami, Florida. I have no college training. But I had a high school teacher who was very much like you, Herbert. He had a vision for children that he looked beyond their faults and saw their needs to be loved. And particularly children like myself who did not have a father figure. And he helped me to believe in myself and caused me to become the person that I am now, along with my mother.
Les, can I stop you for a minute? I'd like to point out, we call them learning points. And you just dropped one on us. Look beyond their thoughts and saw their needs. That's powerful.
Yes. Yes, because I remember the first day I walked in his class, he challenged me. And he said, young man, go to the board and work this problem out for me. He wanted me to read a script before the class, and I panicked. And I said, sir, I'm not one of your students. He said, do what I'm asking you to do anyhow. And I said, I can't do it, sir. And he said, why not? I said, and before I could say anything, the other students started laughing and saying, he's Leslie. He's got a twin brother, Wesley. Wesley's smart. He's DT. And he asked, what's DT? And they said, the dumb twin. And the class erupted in laughter, just like you did.
Yeah.
He started laughing. And I said, I am, sir. And he came from behind his desk and he looked at me. And he pointed at my face. He said, don't ever say that again. Someone's opinion of you does not have to become your reality. And that literally, Herbert, was a turning point. You know, he looked at me with the eyes of Goethe, who said, look at a man the way that he is, he only becomes worse. But look at him as if he were what he could be, then he becomes what he should be. And so that was a defining moment in my life. I followed him everywhere he went. Every time he turned around, I was there watching him and hanging on every word that he spoke whenever he gave lectures to students at Booker T. Washington High School, because I wanted to be like him.
Now that you know, that is so powerful. Sometimes people don't recognize how much of an example you can be. Someone once said, if you have no money, you have nothing, you can always be an example.
Yes, absolutely.
And that example is so powerful, because it's almost subconscious to see how people emulate and imitate the things that inspire them. And so that was the beginning of an incredible journey, I can tell, man.
Yes, I mean, from that time to this time, I've spoken in over 51 countries around the world. I've spoken to over 80,000 people at one time in the Georgia Dome when it existed. And if people go online and put in Les Brown speaking in the Georgia Dome, they'll see the speech called "It's Not Over Till You Win." Mm. And I've been training and developing speakers now. You learn, you earn, you pass it on. I've been doing this for over 5 decades. I'm starting off my 75th year on the planet. You know, I look at your gray hair. You look so distinguished with your gray hair. But I don't believe in gray hair. Don't hold me, don't play that.
Well, you know, mine slowed down since I've been taking my Protandim. My hair, it's been the same level of gray for the last 10 years.
Well, you look good, man. You look good with your gray hair. Yes, indeed.
But thank you, my friend. You know, Les, a lot of times people see how you've evolved. And as a speaker, well, when did you know you wanted to be a speaker?
When I saw him give a speech with Mr. Washington when I was a junior in high school, gave a speech to the graduating seniors. And I said, I want to be like that. He spoke to them and said, you have something special. You have greatness in you. You're graduating from Booker T. Washington, not the largest, but the best. Mm. You have the opportunity to make your school proud, your family proud, the community proud. And I said, I want to be able to speak like that. And he got a standing ovation. And I had an opportunity to see Malcolm X speak, and I'll never forget, and you'll really get a kick out of this. I was so mesmerized by Malcolm X. I went to school the next day, and when you're in school, they call your name. I was in the fifth grade, and they said, Leslie Brown, and I didn't answer. And the teacher raised her head. She saw me. She said, Leslie Brown, and I didn't answer. Then she came up to my desk, and she said, I'm going to call your name again, and I want you to say present. Leslie Brown? I said, that's not my name. She said, what's your name? I said, my name is Leslie X.
Whoa.
She said, does your mother know this? I said, I haven't told her yet. I said, Brown is a slave man's name. So she called my mother and said, Leslie said he has changed his name. So... My mama said, send that fool home.
She said, I'll change it back.
That's right. When I was walking home, and an old man told me one day, if I ever got in serious trouble, that he gave me some leaves to put in my pocket. Uh-huh. So that would prevent my mother from beating me. And my mother was once married to a guy who was a judo instructor in the military. When my mother called me to come in the house, and she's standing at the door. I came in very confidently, and she was short but strong. And boy, she grabbed me. I said, Mama, the leaves. She said, I don't know what you're talking about. When she got to beat me, I was Leslie Brown.
Leslie Brown again. I hear that.
Right.
Man, it's amazing how parents can bring clarity.
Yes, indeed. She wow. said, a hard head makes a soft
behind.
Yes, yeah, I beat you till you the cows come home. She didn't play.
Well, you know, that is so important, though, you know, because it seems that as young people, we need a discipline, a tracker, a foundation where we know what's right and wrong and how to think and how to evaluate things. You know, what do you think about that?
You know, you're so right. And this program is so important. And unfortunately, we don't have enough people who think like you think that's in the media, because everything gets through the ears and the eyes. In order for us to make it, we have to have programming on the internet, on radio, on television, in our schools that will change our mindset. Dr. Carter G. Woodson, in the book called The Miseducation of the Negro, he said, if you can determine what a man shall think, you never have to concern yourself with what he will do. He said, if you can make a man feel inferior, you never have to compel him to seek an inferior status, for he will seek it himself. And if you can make a man feel justly an outcast, you never have to order him to go to the back door. He'll go without being told. And if there's no door, his very nature will demand one. So the work that you're doing, what it does and what we do as trainers and as speakers is give people a vision of themselves beyond their circumstances and mental conditioning. And through the experience, decrease the level of unconscious self-loathing and sabotaging behavior that costs 95% of black men to kill other black men. And to increase our sense of worthiness, where we come to believe that life is God's gift to us, and how we live our lives is our gift to God. So I just thank you and salute you for who you are and the work that you do.
Wow, let me tell you, man, that's some powerful stuff, because, you know, as a motivation, and really and truly, I used to think of you as a motivational speaker, but you're really a transformational speaker. You know, if all a person gets is excited after they listen to you, they missed half the message. But as a transformational speaker, I think that's where you're really impacting people.
Yeah, the goal is to transform people, to orchestrate an experience with my story. I train speakers now. And what I do, in fact, on this weekend in Los Angeles, I'll be training some speakers. And what we do is teach them how to use their story to transform an audience individually and collectively with an experience. When I came into the motivational speaking industry, the thinking was that information was most important. So all the speakers, they spoke from the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Well, my mentor is Mike Williams. He wrote a book called The Road to Your Best Stuff. It could be bought on Amazon, The Road to Your Best Stuff by Mike Williams. I wrote the foreword for that. And Mike taught me, he said, Brownie, he said, if information could change people, everybody would be skinny, rich, and happy. He said, in order to transform an audience or people individually, one-on-one, he said, you need to orchestrate with your story an experience. Oliver Wendell Holmes said that once a man or woman's mind has been expanded with an idea, concept, or experience, it can never be satisfied to going back to where it was. And so he taught me how to do that. And now I've been training over probably 500 to 700 speakers on how to create that kind of experience that transform an audience collective, because at the end of the day, we have to ask ourselves what the Russian author Leo Tolstoy said. He said, as I face inevitable death, what in the meaning and purpose of my life that will not be undone or destroyed when I'm gone? And I believe that the people that we influence, the people that we motivate and inspire, the people that we teach methods and the techniques of what it takes to be able to soar and control their own personal economy and become successful in the global economy, that work will not be undone when we're gone.
Well, you know, Les, this is a good moment. We're going to take a moment. We call it, you know, the New York pause for the cause. And folks, we'll be right back. And Les is going to give you some contact information, especially about the Platinum Speakers Program, because if you want to be a speaker, you need to be in that program. So we'll be right back.
This is Dr. Herbert Harris. You know, it's graduation time again. From high school, college, trade schools, It's time to give the perfect gift, the gift that keeps on giving. Get an autographed copy of the 12 Universal Laws of Success for your loved ones. For only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, you not only get the 204-page book, but you also get over $100 in bonuses, including the workbook, audios, 12 affirmation poster, and much more. Go to www.12ULS.com. That's www.12ULS.com and get your perfect gift.
You are now tuned in to the Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bishani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. We are available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, and anywhere a mobile device is available. All right, folks, we're back with the great, the incredible, the legendary Les Brown. Les, you were talking a little bit about your speaking program. Is there a contact information, a website where people can get more information?
Yes. If they have a story that they want to make a difference, maybe they had a setback or failure or went through some experience that allowed them to come out on top and overcame some stuff, or they just have a story of success and how they turned their passion into profit. Today, Herbert, knowledge is the new currency. Well, they can email me at lesbrown77@gmail.com. That's lesbrown77@gmail.com. And say, I have a story and I'm ready to invest in myself and want you to teach me how to tell my story. And what we do, we not only train them how to tell their story, but we teach them how to make such an impact with an audience to develop national recognition and global recognition. And we introduce them to meeting planners from around the world, and we put them on stages. I have my own speakers bureau, and I'm having my own tour with my book, You've Gotta Be Hungry, that will be out in about 90 days.
Beautiful. Well, you know, you just said something else, that when you overcome a challenge, that's you might say, that dividing line between the wannabes and the really ours, how you face that challenge. Are there one or two challenges that you really had to overcome that, you know, like you might call them breakthrough challenges? Maybe you could share a little about that.
Well, the biggest one is dealing with prostate cancer. That when I was diagnosed 27 years ago, I was given 4 to 6 months to survive. And I had 338 radiation seed implants. And they said, in fact, I just started treatment at the Cancer Centers of America. And Dr. Taha, my oncologist, he said, did they tell you that you are fourth stage cancer? You have fourth stage cancer? And I said, no. He said, did they tell you that cancer metastasized to 7 areas of your body? And I smiled. He said, why are you smiling? I said, because 7 is my lucky number.
Wow.
I said, I was born February 17th. I'm one of 7 children. My phone number is 702. I said, 7 is my lucky number. And the whole process of the treatments that he's been providing for me, he said to me one day, he said, you know, I have a lot of patients. And he said, I love your attitude. He said, your mindset and your willingness to do the things necessary for you to be here has kept you here. He said, continue to do the right thing, but most importantly, having the deep down resolve that you want to live. And I just left the hospital today. I believe that we have to be adamant about taking care of ourselves, because being here is not a given. Now, at some point, we're going to leave here. Nobody's figured out how to get out of here alive. But at 74, my goal is to be a healthy 100 and beyond. And so I do all the things that I need to do in order to take better care of myself, because our health truly is our wealth. And you know that. And my health is stronger because of you and Protandim. And I just thank you for your concern, for your commitment, and your generosity in sharing with me a product that has made an incredible difference in my life.
I tell you, well, thank you so much, Les. It was my honor to share it with you, because, you know, when Montel Williams shared it with me, I saw what the product had done for him, and I was just amazed. I know that he'd had some serious health challenges, and I figured if it could do that for him, I'm doing fine, man. I'm going to be ahead of the game. And for 10 years now, I tell you, I am blessed. You say between God, the product, and some good sense.
And a lot of rabbit food.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. We got my mother raised me on anything green. If it was green, eat it. And I tell you, I have not gotten away from it. You know? Wow.
Well, yes, you know, it makes a difference. Yeah.
Well, you know, Les, when you look back on your speaking career, a lot of times speakers want to do it. And what was your breakthrough? You know, there's something that's, you know, there are a lot of people that get up to that point of almost greatness. You know, they're really good at what they do. You know, people like what they do. But there's something that they don't go over that line to the greatness. How'd you encounter that line, and how'd you get over that line?
When I met Mike Williams, that was a turning point for me. Because if you think about Michael Jordan, he's called one of the greatest basketball players of all times, but he never won a championship without Phil Jackson. Think about Muhammad Ali. He said, "I am the greatest," but he never won a championship without Angelo Dundee, because you can't see the picture when you're in the frame. When I met Mike Williams, I had the gift of gab.
Hold on a second. You can't, a learning point. You can't see the picture when you're in the frame. Woo!
No,
go
sir.
Ahead. Yes, sir. Go ahead, man.
You have to have somebody with a trained eye that can see what you can't see and take you to a place within yourself that you can't go by yourself. And that's what he did with me. He taught me how to take my love of communication and how to take my story and custom design a presentation that will transform people collectively. The speaking industry had been dominated by a good old boys network that embraced the philosophy of the Dale Carnegie course, which is a great course. And the course teach, tell them what you're going to tell them, tell them, and then tell them what you told them. Mike Williams taught me, and the way that I train my speakers, he said, "Les, never let what you want to say get in the way of what your audience wants to hear. Take the time to conduct communications intelligence and all that getting, get understanding. Find out what's stressing them out, what's keeping them up at night. All audiences have their own personality, and their personalities and different audiences inside of each audience. So you want to take the time to get to know who they are. Pass out a needs assessment to them before you go there, and find out what is it, the key five things they want to walk away with that they can sink their teeth into, that as a result of hearing you, they will not only be inspired and have an expanded vision of themselves, but you will give them knowledge, which is the new currency that will increase their skill set and ignite their spirit, where they'll start making new choices as they leave your presence and begin to see themselves differently and have a game plan to begin to dominate their industry."
Les, you have shared such powerful information with our listeners that I want to give them a chance to let this information digest. So we're going to have them listen to part two of this interview next week. So folks, be sure to tune in next week to the Millionaire Mentorship Show for part two of the most incredible interview I've ever done with the legendary, incomparable Les Brown. Remember, we are where we are because of the decisions we make and the actions we take. Choose success. Choose wealth. Choose health. We each have the ability to create the lives we desire by changing our thoughts, our feelings, our habits, and our associations. Choose the life you desire in your thoughts. Feel the life you desire in your feelings. Cultivate the habits that support the life you desire and surround yourself with people who love you, inspire you, lift you up, and help you create the life of your dreams, knowing that the best is yet to come. This is Dr. Herbert Harris, and you are tuned in to the Millionaire Mentorship Show on Bishani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. We are available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, and anywhere a mobile device is available. See you next week.
Millionaire Mentorship. Millionaire Mentorship. The Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bishani Radio and iHeart Radio.
On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BishaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.